The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome to North Idaho Radio, 97.1 FM in Sandpoint and streaming 24/7 on NorthIdahoRadio.com. This is Chamber Chat and I'm your host Olivia Casso, Executive Director of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. Each week we highlight the people, businesses, and organizations that are shaping our community. Today's guest is someone I know very well. In fact, we go way back because he's actually my dad. I'm joined by David Keyes, who works with Northwest Auto Body and serves as District Governor for Sandpoint Rotary. Before we get started, I want to make some quick announcements for the Chamber. Leadership Sandpoint applications are now open. If you know anyone who is an up-and-coming leader in this community or is looking to sharpen their skills, this program is life-changing for the folks who have done it. Email us at info@sandpointchamber.com or go to sandpointchamber.org for more information. Tonight, the Sandpoint Bulldogs play the Twin Falls Bruins, and you can stream this on Rock 103.3 and News Talk 97.1. There's a Yokes pregame at 5:45 p.m. Kickoff is tonight at 6 p.m. at Twin Falls.
Go Bulldogs!
Go Bulldogs! On Tuesday, August 27th, join us for Business After Hours with Selly Design Group. Stop by their offices from 5 to 7 p.m. to connect with fellow professionals.
Go Selly!
Go Selly! On Thursday, August 29th, actor Viggo Mortensen returns to the Panada Theater with a special screening of his film Falling. This movie starts at 7 p.m., followed by a Q&A with Viggo himself. Tickets and info at panada.org.
Go Viggo!
Go Viggo. We love Aragorn. Labor Day weekend is Schweitzer's Fall Festival from August 29th through September 1st. Enjoy 4 days of beer tasting, live music, and mountain views. Details at schweitzer.com. And on August 30th and 31st, take the Artist's Studio Tour. Drive at your own pace and visit local painters, sculptors, jewelers, and more all across North Idaho. Learn more at artandsandpoint.org. When we return after the break, we will dive into David's story and talk about how community has shaped his life.
This is Lee Habib, and this is...
The Forge Artisan Pizza offers a wide variety of pizza styles. Fresh baked sourdough bread, delicious appetizers, interesting salads, beers on tap, fantastic wines, and canned cocktails. Started as a small pop-up, serving Neapolitan pizzas at local wine bars and beer halls, and now a full-service restaurant. The Forge Pizza creates everything in-house from scratch. Only organic Italian flour from a small mill outside of Rome, Italy, and local ingredients. The Forge Pizza, 306 Pine Street, open Thursday through Monday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Our American stories, and we tell stories about everything here on the...
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-210-4298. 800-210-4298. 800-210-4298.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debts may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What
Are you going to take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning?
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got that trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, yeah. Passport, then RV.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
Do you want safe, efficient excavation without the damage? Call Vandenberg Hydro Excavation, your local experts in storm drain cleaning, culvert jetting, and underground utility locating. Vandenberg Hydro Excavation high-pressure water and powerful vac systems get the job done right. No mess, no guesswork. Safe, efficient digging without the damage. Serving Sandpoint and surrounding areas across Idaho, Montana, and Washington. Find out more information online at vhexcavation.com.
News Talk 97.1, KSBT, KBFI.
Welcome back to Chamber Chat. I'm here with my guest, David Keyes. A lot of listeners know you through your work and service, but I would like to start at the beginning. Can you share a little story about what first brought you to Sandpoint?
Well, thank you, Olivia, and thanks for the invitation to be on your inaugural show, Flying Solo show. So good luck with all that, and good luck with the chamber stuff. We're real proud of you. We really are. I was born in Scotland, Edinburgh, Scotland. My dad was in the U.S. Air Force, and his job was to listen to Russian radio broadcasts. So he was a Montana kid, did his service there. We were there for 4 years, then we moved back to Montana. And I went to school in Forsyth, Montana. We had about 50 kids in my class, so I always have told my kids that I graduated in the top 50 of my class. It was really, really good. And that I was an honor student, that I spent half my time in high school saying, yes, your honor, no, your honor, yes, your honor. No, I really didn't do that, but you know.
Yeah.
But it was a small small town, and it had that good vibe of community and doing things together. And so my mom owned the newspaper and the flower shop in town, and so I grew up in the newspaper world and delivering flowers. So about when I graduated, I moved to Missoula, went to the University of Montana.
Go Grizz.
Mm-hmm. And majored in journalism and political science. And I really worked on a lot of business classes, too. So I kind of had a pretty well-rounded education coming out of there. And I had one of those game of life moments. So I had interviewed for a job with IBM to be a PR person for them in San Diego. Only problem is you had to be fluent in Spanish. And así, I was not that good in Spanish. Which again, they would train me up, and that wasn't a deal breaker, or I could follow what I really really enjoyed doing, and go to a smaller town and run a newspaper. So I started out in Bonners Ferry, Idaho, and I was a cub reporter, and it was fun. It was just a cool little town, good way to get used to covering local activities and really becoming part of a community. And that's a theme that you'll find out from me, is it's always about bringing community together. And I was lucky enough, about a month into it, that we knew that this paper was growing and doing good things, so we needed to hire a reporter. Mm-hmm. How lucky was that? This lovely young lady from Sandpoint, young girl at that point from Sandpoint, was looking for a job. And so she interviewed at the Bonners Ferry Herald, and we hired her. She was wonderful. And several years later, many years later, I married that young lady, and her name is Marlisa, and hopefully she's listening to her favorite daughter and her favorite husband on the same radio show today. But it was just from years, again, 33 years of marital bliss, for sure, and we've moved a lot with my jobs. Landed in Sandpoint for the most part, though. I was an editor here way back when the Randy Weaver stuff was going on, early 90s, a big part of all of that was going on. I moved to Coeur d'Alene. I was the assistant editor of the Coeur d'Alene Press. I was an editor over in Kellogg for a short amount of time, came back here to become publisher, and as publisher, I was overseeing the Daily Bee, mm-hmm. Bonners Ferry Herald, Priest River Times, Western News, and a couple other little business ventures with our company, and so that was fun, that was good and all that, and I did that for about, 18 years as publisher here, almost 30 plus years with the Hagedorn Corporation, and then all of a sudden I thought, been there, kind of done that. And we had a mutual agreement that my last name would never be Hagedorn, so I climbed about as high as I was going to climb in that company. And so I started doing some business consulting and started looking around to see what my next chapter might be. But every chapter I took me away from here.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking, oh, I can do that for a while, but I knew where home was. And I'm looking at Olivia, who's a fifth generation Bonner County resident. I mean, that's quite the history that way. And I knew we'd be coming back here if we ever moved. So we saved our house on in North Shore. And we had it rented out for a while. Moved to Montana. I was CEO of a big company there that had all sorts of different newspapers and such. And really kind of just made some time. Olivia graduated from college, or from high school, was going to college. Her brother was graduating from college. It was a good time for us to think about moving back. Marlisa's parents were getting a little older at that point. We thought, you know, that was our time to come back to a place that we all loved. And I knew we'd be back sooner or later, but it was just fortuitous that it all happened. And we were so lucky to be back in Sandpoint.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's kind of funny how it seems to pull people back in that way.
Oh, the whole boomerang thing is true here.
Absolutely. It's so true here. Okay, so obviously we know that you've always been community-oriented. I was going to ask you if there was a turning point that inspired you to get more involved.
Oh, I think working in the newspaper world or the media world, people are always trying to tell their stories. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, people try to do good.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked a little bit about the fires going on right now. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But also the fact that whenever something bad happens, it seems like these communities rally. Bonner's Ferry is famous for that. Sandpoint's famous for that. Clark Fork's famous for that. And, you know, they're all, it's funny. People say, oh, the communities are going down, all these new people, all this. And then this most recent experience I had reminded me that, wow, no, we are still lead by the hearts here, and we want to help our neighbors.
Yeah, absolutely. What drives you personally to lead and serve?
What drives me personally? I think that I've always kind of been that person who wants to jump in and make a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a team player too. Mm-hmm. People who know me know I've helped with a lot of different things, but I seem to have kind of bubble up, I guess. And maybe it's the energy level, perhaps. Yeah. Maybe it's the fact that people know I'll get it done if I do something.
Right. Yeah.
And so I think that's happened in my personal life, my professional life, and also in my Rotary world too.
So you've kind of touched on this, but why Sandpoint? Why do you choose to invest your time and energy here?
Well, think about how lucky we are.
Yeah.
We live in a place where people want to come, first of all, right?
Yeah.
People want to, they seek us out. They want to be a part of what we're doing here. And versus some other places that I've lived or could live that are okay that way. But we have four seasons of activity here. We have a great, vibrant business community here. We have the most beautiful downtown here. We have so much going on in Sandpoint that if a person could choose, why would they not choose Sandpoint?
Absolutely.
And I could choose.
Yeah. Yeah. It's part of the reason. I mean, there's a lot of reasons that we. So for those who don't know, I was born and raised in Sandpoint. Went to Sandpoint High School, went to middle school here, the whole nine yards. My husband and I just moved back from Texas a few months ago, and there really is nothing like Sandpoint. No matter where I've traveled, the just level of community, the level of involvement, the hospitality is incredible here. It's one of the compliments that I end up getting the most at the visitor center on behalf of the entire town is that our hospitality, a lot of other places who are famous, the South is famous for hospitality. I've had a lot of Southerners come in and say that Sandpoint's the most welcoming place they've ever been.
Yeah.
And I take, that's the point of pride that I really take. I think that, you know, anybody from this town will kind of play host or hostess for you for the day and, you know, say please and thank you, open the door for you, help you change a tire if you need it. And
for the most part, Olivia, but there are people who say, oh my gosh, this town is so mean to me. You know, they don't reach out, they don't do this. And whenever I hear that part, I say, what have you done?
Yeah.
How have you plugged in to make the difference? And they'll say, well, no, I expect people to come to me.
Right.
And then you see that problem.
Yeah.
And
no,
wait
absolutely.
A second, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming to you.
Right.
Reach out a little bit, meet somebody halfway, and then there's certain civic groups like Rotary, Cal, different things that want to bring people in for sure. And, you know, one study that I see is that when people retire, for example, and a lot of people retire and move here, but once they unplug, once they're not responsible anymore, once they're not 8 to 5, and they start not showing up, not doing anything, not being held accountable, they die. They go away.
Yep.
I mean, that loneliness is such an insidious thing for retired people.
Yeah.
And that's where Rotary comes in. That's where the chamber volunteer mm-hmm. world can come in. Yep. That's where, again, being held accountable keeps people in the game. You know, think about this, firefighters, think about teachers, think about police officers. They're all givers, they're all servant leaders. And then all of a sudden, they're not.
Right.
And so then what?
It's purpose, it's curating that purpose. And I mean, statistically, they show that people who have community do live longer.
They do.
And I have always just been so impressed with this community's ability to kind of create those third places that people talk about that are going away all the time. And those third places can be your favorite coffee shop or your bookstore. But a lot of those third places, again, are Rotary, our chamber, our Lions Club, a lot of these wonderful clubs in town that really just have a beautiful life kind of in and of themselves.
Right. The Festival of Sandpoint, for example, had many hundreds of volunteers.
Yeah.
And the times we went, it was kind of, I always call it like the county fair with better music.
Yeah.
Because you see everybody you like and know and want to see there.
Yeah.
And it's all about, that is something that's unique to Sandpoint.
Absolutely.
Yes, other cities and towns, organizations have concert series, mm-hmm. but not like the festival. And to me, as the festival is transitioning a little bit right now, mm-hmm. I think there's a leap of faith with people saying, okay, we're going to give you slack here to get it right. We want to make sure that you understand this, 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 and this, and we're here for the long haul. However, we'd like to see this and this. But in the meantime, we're coming, we're hearing the music, we're supporting the festival because it's such a key part of what we do in our community.
Well, and I think introducing that community night was a really fantastic idea. I've talked to Allie a few times about that and just reorienting a little bit towards, they really take that feedback so well and really adapt to what the community wants. And so to just see that initiative this year was really cool.
That's right. There's a highly rated talk show on Thursdays here.
Allegedly.
Next Thursday, that we're going to get the festival people back to talk about that after they decompress here a little bit because all hands are on deck during that
absolutely.
Time. And I'm excited to talk to Allie and company and see, first of all, how it went. And then secondly, where do we go from here?
Yeah. I think that this last year, some of the most phenomenal concerts I've been to probably ever.
Good.
We did Sierra Ferrell, Kansas, Dispatch. They were all wonderful. They were just, it was a great night of music. I have a husband who's a music nerd. So Kansas was the perfect opportunity. He played bass. So kind of watching those skills at the highest level that you can get them.
Right. Yeah. And again, they did a good job of trying to find different genre, bringing different groups in. And that's a tough gig right now. And you've heard the stories about how hard it is to book good groups. And there are people out there who said, oh my gosh, they missed the mark and all this. Well, you know what? Give them advice and give them some money and help them out with all that for sure. And Olivia, I think the chamber plays a key part of all that too. And I hope that, in your new gig here, you bring those groups in, Schweitzer in, Lighthouse in, Festival in, because they do need a clearinghouse. And I think I see the chamber being a big part of that. And you've got the right personality for that. You've always been an organizer. Even when she was little, she would show up at the Rotary Club meeting with the Girl Scout cookies. And she was the leading Girl Scout cookie salesperson because she hit up all these old guys in Rotary back in the day. And now there's younger guys, younger women, older men, older women in there. She doesn't sell Girl Scout cookies anymore, but it was a pretty ripe audience there for you, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They're the easiest to shake down. and it's been a fun kind of evolution, just being in the position that I'm in, being around people who I've been around my entire life in some capacity, and now being able to kind of serve them in the community, it's really highly rewarding.
Well, good. And you're just really digging into it now too. It takes a year or two, honestly, to get your feet on the ground, and you've got a great staff there and the chamber has a strong mission here too. And, as you keep doing these shows, I hope you share that with people about the why, why should somebody belong to the chamber? Why should people support the chamber? And maybe, what do you think? Should we take a break?
I think so. We will take a short break. And when we return, we'll talk about Rotary Leadership Sandpoint and what leadership and service looks like. Make sure you tune in tonight for the Sandpoint Bulldogs versus Twins and Bruins on Rock 103.3 and News Talk 97.1.
Go Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs.
Why choose Croc Coatings for your concrete?
Our neighbor had Croc Coatings come up and do their driveway. And so I watched theirs for a year or two, and it looked fantastic. And I got a hold of Kylie at Croc Coatings, and she was fantastic. Everything went perfectly. It went exactly as she said it would. The coating that Croc put on solved all the problems. Not only would I recommend Croc Coatings, but I have.
One thing people don't realize is our product actually makes a chemical bond with the concrete. Most of our competitors and other products you have to annually maintain. Because those products sit on top, or they evaporate, or they wear off, or they pressure wash off, ours does not do any of that. So ours is making a chemical bond with the concrete, comes one with the concrete. It's not going anywhere.
Upgrade your garage, patio, or basement today with a new Croc floor. Go to croccoatings.com/radio. That's croccoatings.com/radio.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy, so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenient stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
Sound familiar? At Mattress Firm, we understand there are many problems, like snoring, aches and pains, hot sleep, or even an old saggy mattress that can keep you up at night. And our sleep experts have the unrivaled know-how to match you with a mattress that can help. And right now, save up to $700 on Tempur-Pedic, plus a $300 instant gift. For the great sleep you deserve, visit Mattress Firm. We make sleep easy. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning?
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got the trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, yeah, passport, then RV.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
DQ presents The Sound of Happy. Hear that? That's the DQ Chicken Strip Basket. Only $7.49 for a limited time. We're talking four 100% white meat seasoned chicken strips served with fries, Texas toast, and DQ Signature Country Gravy. Yeah, you heard that right. For crunch time and no time, it can only be the DQ Chicken Strip Basket. Just $7.49 for a limited time. Get it delivered in the DQ app. Happy tastes good. At participating locations.
North Idaho's Radio 97.1.
Welcome back to Chamber Chat. I'm continuing my conversation with David Keyes. David, Rotary is a really big part of your life. As district governor, you've seen firsthand the impact of service. What are some priorities in this role?
Well, I can't say that I've learned a whole lot yet as district governor. I've been district governor now for 1 month. And it's a year-long process of being in that role, which is awesome. You know, I've been in Rotary since about 2001. We started here in Sandpoint. And funny, so I started as the editor of the paper here, and a guy named Jim Thompson, your listeners will remember him, was a publisher here, and his dad, Pete, started the Daily Bee. So Jim, being the smart man that he was, he said, the new editor needs to know about Rotary and also needs to know about, and we'll talk about that later, about Sandpoint leadership and all that. Anyway, so he took me to a meeting, and so I walked down. It's where Jalapenos is now, but it was, the old Elks building. And so we get there at lunch, and looking around, and I say, I know a few people, because I'd been around a little while before I came back here as editor. And it was an ophthalmologist in town. He was going to make the presentation. And so I'm just kind of settling down. We're having some fines. We're having fun stuff. And it was just a great way to meet some people. And so the lights go off, and the ophthalmologist thinks it's a good idea to have a full video screen, 8 foot by 8 foot, of eye surgery.
Oh, no.
So he turns the lights down, and he says, and here's when we peel back the lens.
Gosh.
And it's probably, 8 feet tall.
Oh, you're kidding.
And so I look to the left of me. A guy named Joe Wythe, bless his heart, he's passed away, passed out.
Yeah, I bet.
We had another guy who threw up. Wow, what a great group.
Welcome to Rotary.
So that was my first meeting. I wasn't a member there. And I thought, well, I tried to take the positive out of it. And I said, you know what? They do great things, too. They might not invite the
That's kind of trial by fire a little bit there to see who's strong enough to survive in the
club. Yes, maybe. But But I did catch the service above self part of it. And Rotary in Sandpoint has been strong since 1966 when it started. The club now has about 110 members. I was lucky enough to be the club president right after COVID. And a guy named Mel Dick and a guy named Arthur Pollock had conspired to move me into the, first of all, the president's seat. They knew they needed somebody who could bring people back to the meetings live versus being, you know, like that. And so we started making kind of game show out of it. We had fun. We fined people. We stole gavels. We did just stuff, you know, to make it fun to come to. And so that year went great. We grew a bunch. We kind of reinvigorated Rotary. I was the membership chair prior to that. So was Mel, and so was Tim Cochran and a few other people. And we really grew it from about mid-80s at that point to mid-90s. Now we're about 110 strong. And that's a real powerful organization. We do a lot of good for the community. So I saw that as my base, and I said, that was pretty cool. And so my friend Arthur said, okay, I've been assistant governor for 3 years. They don't want me to do it anymore. I want you to do it. And me being me, I said, sure. Because, you know, any kind of success is a series of yeses and figuring it out as you go.
Absolutely.
And so that was the same thing there. And I don't know if I could have said no to him anyway.
Yeah.
And you knew Arthur, kid.
Yeah.
So, yep, no problem. So I call that the kind of shove in the back, you know. And so then I had a year and a half of really a good run as assistant governor. I oversaw 5 clubs. And 2 of those clubs became clubs of the year in our district.
Yeah.
And that was a small club and then a large club. Sandpoint being a large club, Pondere being the small club. Anyway, so then what became a little shove in the back was a two-handed trip me, push me forward into saying, now you're going to be run for district governor. And I knew nothing about it. I knew that district governors would come visit us once a year. I had no idea about the planning part of it and all that. So I went through the interview process. Marlisa, my wife, had as many questions in one interview session as I did. They really wanted it to be a solid thing. There's 520 of me around the world, and you're talking about a club that is in 200 countries, 1.2 million members, just doing good stuff all over the world. So they really want to make sure you're the right person to fit. And I hope that I am. I don't know yet. I mean, again, I'm just starting. But we've gone to conferences anywhere from Florida to Albuquerque coming up, Calgary, San Diego. We've been all over Seattle. We've been all over to be trained up. So they have spent a lot of money in training me in the Rotary world. What they can't train is the heart. But what they look for are people who can connect. And it's really funny because I've got 30 classmates that are spread from Hawaii, Alaska, all the way down the coast, really over to Colorado, up and down. And there's 30 of us.
Yeah.
And so we're really, really tight. I mean, those are the friendships that'll last forever. And so we compare stories all the time. We've gone through 3 years of training to get to here. And now it's really starting to roll out. So my budget was approved. My plans are in place. We're growing membership already. Yeah. All that good stuff.
Fantastic.
Right now. So,
So could you remind, or could you just let our listeners know what your district encompasses, like what areas?
Sure. So think about Calgary. Mm-hmm. Think about as north as you could almost go in British Columbia. Nacusp, Golden, beautiful areas up there. So all the way up there. I can almost see the North Pole from there. And then south down to Orofino area.
Fantastic.
And then east to Wallace, the state line right there. And then west to like Tri-Cities, Walla Walla, Colville. And so all the cities in between. So Coeur d'Alene, big city-ish. Mm-hmm. Spokane, big city. And Tri-Cities are in there too. Walla Walla's in there too. So about 2,000 Rotarians.
Wow.
About 57 clubs.
Great.
All doing great things. Yeah. That's the number one job of being district governor, is being the cheerleader and also helping solve problems. And I'm getting equal doses right now. We've visited 12 clubs so far, made a good trip to Canada, Radium Hot Springs, Invermere, places that I've driven through but didn't know.
Right.
Cranbrook is an awesome town.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, and we've been to Nelson for a conference up there. Just all that cool stuff. And I'm very lucky that our district is an international district. So 1/3 of our clubs are north of the border, and 25% of our membership is north of the border. So it's very important
That's
to
amazing.
Me to make sure that we have that connection.
Right.
And, you know, with the geopolitical stuff, it gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But one of the things I did was I moved a bunch of our conferences to Canada from Post Falls, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene. so that people could go to Canada.
Yeah.
And the Canadians say, that's great. We like that. Don't talk politics. We don't want to talk politics. Tell everybody that Canada is on sale right now. 30% off with the exchange rate right now. 30% off everything you want to do in Canada. And they love to see us up there. So I thought, okay, I can meet you halfway at least and move things north for a year.
Yeah, it's a beautiful country up there. It's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
So you were also a graduate of Leadership Sandpoint.
I was.
Can you share what that experience was like for you and how that influenced your path in leadership?
Absolutely. It was one of the first things I did when I came to town as the editor of the paper, again, working with Jim Thompson. And he said, this is the best way you can get to know people, know how the town works, know some of the history, know some of the nuances and all that kind of cool stuff. And so it was the first year that it was, 1990-something. And so I got to be president of the first club.
That's awesome.
And the first thing, which we didn't know what we didn't know,
yeah.
We didn't do like they do now with the project later on.
Right.
When we were done, we were done. We didn't teach later on. We were just done,
okay.
Which is okay. I mean, you put your time into it. But really for 9 months, we did everything from, that's when the new jail was built. So we got to do a little thing there at the jail. We got to see the museum. We got to meet other business leader types or future leaders. And lo and behold, a lot of my classmates there have matriculated into leadership here, doing their own thing, to almost to a point. Although I've noticed that most of them are starting to retire. So I had no idea I was surrounded by so many old people in that group. But it was a really fun ride, and I know it's still going strong.
Very strong, yeah.
And you're looking for applications?
Right now? Yeah. Good. So for those of our listeners who don't know, Leadership Sandpoint is a program that is put on by the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce. It lasts about 2 years, and you'll go through anything, again, leadership projects. So that's the culmination of that at the end of the first year. It really does shape a lot of people's view of Sandpoint, a lot of people's involvement. I've met so many people who've lived here for a long time who didn't know a lot about the history of this town, a lot about our infrastructure, a lot about the kind of economic, gears that are turning around here. But Leadership Sandpoint's really changed a lot of people's lives. I think that anybody who's kind of higher up in the community, who's in really visible positions, who I've met have been through leadership and
nonprofits. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. A lot of people have really. A lot of people I've talked to have said that it's one of the best things that they've chosen to do professionally and also personally.
Well, and Olivia, people ask, you know, sometimes what's the why for the chamber right now?
Right.
And I think, you know, some people say, well, it's just all about bringing, you know, new businesses to town and all that kind of stuff. And that's part of the why.
Right.
But I think by having the Sandpoint leadership class and organizing that and really watching where all these volunteers at that point go to help different things in our community.
Right.
Now they know about Rotary. Now they know about Friends of the Library or the different organizations they may not have known about.
Right.
And now they're jumping into that because, again, it's a kind of a gateway, you know.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden.
Yeah.
So, if you're thinking about it, you look around to your left and to your right, you're going to find somebody who has gone through a Sandpoint leadership class. And I don't know anybody who has gone through that wouldn't say it was a good investment of time and probably a great leap to the next chapter of their business or their personal lives.
Yeah. And I was so proud this last year. We've had multiple of our current and former leadership members get on the North Idaho Business Journal's 30 Under 30.
Yeah.
That was really fantastic. I couldn't be more proud of that program and the people that it turns out. I've met the most lovely people who have graduated from that program and just, again, community oriented, really driven, really focused, just wonderful members of our.
What I like seeing too, Olivia, is the younger generation of entrepreneurs that are found in this town that are kind of coming together, whether it's through BNI or through the Chamber, Rotary. They're finding those connections too. And I think that's a key spot where the Chamber can really be a gathering place. You know, for people, for ideas, for mentorship, you know, for your unofficial board of directors, you know, for what you're, I've got an idea. Let's call Adriana up. Let's call, Paloma up, whatever else, and say, let's talk about this idea.
Right. Well, and it's really fun to kind of see, you know, where we're at with, again, the whole boomerang thing of, you know, growing up here, a lot of people who are boomeranging back and joining that business community and starting to get involved. It's really cool. All those retired folks who are kind of leaving those programs or you know, finding stuff isn't for them anymore. We're, you know, getting those numbers back in people who have a real love and investment in this community who are younger, which is great.
Oh, that's so important. You know what we could do for fun? Is you see Tag over on your left over here? Yeah. If we keep talking for another 20 seconds, he'll be pulling his hair out. It's really funny. So maybe for his sake, you might want to think about maybe taking a break.
Yeah. After the break, we will wrap up today's conversation with a quick highlight and our chamber member win.
Hi, this is Andrew O'Neill, Emergency Manager for Boundary County. Did you know outdoor equipment can spark a wildfire? Sometimes chains or other metal parts can cause spark. The same can happen with an exposed wheel rim if your tires are low or if your brake pads wear too thin. So what can you do about it? Maintain your equipment properly. Secure all chains so they don't drag on the road. Mow early in the day and never when it's windy and excessively dry. Outfit your equipment with spark arrestor, brought to you by your local fire department thanks to the Idaho Department of Lands and donations made to the Boundary County Fire Prevention Co-op.
For nearly 100 years, Adams Tractor has helped the Northwest knock out to-do list one tough job at a time. As your local Kubota dealer in Spokane and Lewiston, we're proud to back Washington State Athletics with the same grit we bring to every yard, field, and job site. From mowing to digging to plowing, Kubota delivers, and so do we. Visit AdamsTractor.com. Adams Tractor, nearly a century strong, powered by Kubota, fueled by Coug pride.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Come by boat or car for unforgettable waterfront dining. Pearls on the Lake in Hope is now open 7 days a week from 12 to 8. Enjoy a fresh new menu, tasty cocktails, and live music on beautiful Lake Pendere. Visit pearlsonthelake.com to reserve your table today.
Sound familiar? At Mattress Firm, we understand there are many problems, like snoring, aches and pains, hot sleep, or even an old saggy mattress that can keep you up at night. And our sleep experts have the unrivaled know-how to match you with a mattress that can help. And now, you can upgrade to a queen mattress and adjustable base for just $499.99. For the great sleep you deserve, visit Mattress Firm. We make sleep easy. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
When you've got real work to do, metal supermarkets will help you get it done fast. With a huge variety of metals in stock, we can help no matter what job comes your way. And all it takes is a few clicks. We make buying metal online easy so you can spend less time shopping and more time getting things done. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Place an order online today at metalsupermarkets.com.
Popsicles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with Select Phone Trade-In and My Plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with My Plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3-year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back to Chamber Chat. We are finishing up today's conversation with David Keyes. Do you have an announcement for us?
I do. It's football season again. Holy smokes, I can't believe it's fall already. Good gosh. But the Sandpoint Bulldogs are down in Twin Falls playing the Bruins on Rock 103.3 and News Talk right here on 97.1. The Yokes pregame is at 5:45 and kickoff tonight is at 6 p.m. at Twin Falls. I hear there's a crack staff of Boise announcers helping us out down there, so stay tuned. And the cool thing about listening to it on radio is you can close your eyes and you can almost see the play-by-play stuff. It's kind of a blast of the past that way, but it's a fun way to catch sports. Most people aren't good at that anymore. It lets your imagination run wild, and it'll be a fun time. So 6 p.m. tonight is the kickoff, 5:45, Yokes pregame.
It's always a Go Dog day.
Yeah, there you go. Very good.
Yeah. Okay, so to close, I want to do a quick lightning round to get to know David a little bit better. What's your favorite Sandpoint tradition?
Oh, I like the 4th of July parade. I like 4th of July here, yeah. And I like putting the flags up like Rotary does.
Yeah, that's great. Best advice for young leaders?
Say yes. Good things happen on the right side of yes. Don't overcommit. Throw yourself at things. Make sure that it happens. Make sure you put your stamp on the successes of what can be done in this community. There's so much to do here. If you're not doing something, do something.
Favorite Rotary memory?
Oh, I'd have to go back to mentor Arthur Pollock, my Rotary father, who passed away 2 summers ago, right about now. Again, he saw in me that I better speed up and get things done, and he reminded me that we all have this dash in our lives. We all know when we were born. We don't know when we're going to die, but think about your obituary. There's a dash between that birth date and your expiration date, and the dash is all the good stuff that you do in between. So when in doubt, why not add to that dash and add to other people's dash?
Yeah, he was such a light in this world. He was just such a lovely, lovely human being.
Funny.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite Sandpoint memory in general?
Oh, lots of memories. I've always loved Sandpoint. One memory in particular, I would have to say picking here to raise a family. You know, people probably say that more, but one thing we did was we made sure the kids were involved, made sure the kids had those doors opened. If they walked through them, that was great. That was fine. We supported them. If they chose not to walk through that door, we supported them too. But there's so many opportunities here for youngsters that if we're not, you know, helping them out, what are we doing? And this is still the best place in the world to raise kids.
Absolutely. It's the kind of most idyllic place to grow up. It's the fact that, you know, you can just get on your bike, go to City Beach, hop in the lake anywhere basically in 5 minutes. It's, I wouldn't have chosen another place to be raised. It's just, it's magical here.
It sure is.
Okay. Let's think of if I have anything else for you.
You have, I'll give you a lightning round one then for sure. What's your favorite Sandpoint memory?
I have a few. Top of mind that it's actually oddly enough chamber related, which I didn't know was chamber related until I started working there. Christmas tree lighting.
Oh, really?
I love the Christmas tree lighting. I love seeing Santa. I love to just, you know, that it's the like quintessential small town Christmas event. It's so much fun. I've always loved Lost in the 50s, going to the street dance growing up. Anybody who's, you know, grown up here knows that you go to school in your poodle skirt.
Right.
You really get kind of dressed up for that. So that's always fun. Festival, always.
Yeah.
Festivals, yeah. Like the, I don't even remember how old I was when I started going to the festival.
Right.
And then, you know, we always do our once a year ski trip on Schweitzer.
Yeah.
So I'd have to say we had those days where we would play hooky. We'd have some friends come up from Tennessee and you'd take me out of school on a weekday.
Yeah.
And sorry to anybody who works at Sandpoint High School or the school district. But
you weren't the first.
It's too late now.
You know, you mentioned the Christmas tree lighting thing.
Yeah.
And hopefully I have a gig there before you started this job.
Yep.
And it's the countdown part. Yeah. Do I have that job still?
To be determined.
Okay, well, I don't. And here's why to be determined. I started a tradition about 4 years ago of doing a practice countdown. And so there's always one city employee there who is in charge of flipping the switch to turn the light on. That's his one job, make sure the lights work and all this kind of stuff. Well, little did I know, he was sitting in his pickup, you know, enjoying himself for a while before getting cold outside waiting for Santa to show up. So I told the audience, I said, you know what we need to do? We need to have a practice countdown. So he didn't hear that part. So we're down to 10, 9, we're down to 7. And I see this guy falling over, running into the back, you know, behind the where the Christmas tree is to hit those lights. I said, make sure you stop him. It's a practice one. And he didn't come back the next year. So I think I may have
blown. traumatized him enough.
Oh, God. So you got to practice the countdown, though, for heaven's sake.
So no practice this year.
Okay.
Yeah. I think people, hopefully they know how to count. We'll see.
We'll see. I'm practicing my countdown.
Yeah, right. I was about to say you're the only person who kind of knows who has to know. So.
I'm going to keep it on track.
Okay.
For sure. How about growing up here? And you don't know what you don't know, but what kind of education, what kind of life preparation did you get growing up in Sandpoint? Was it a good education? Was it complete? Did you feel like you were ready when you went to the University of Montana?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was a little bit of a transplant into Montana the last 2 years of high school, but the first 2 years here were great. I've always been a little bit more quiet, artistic. And so I liked school, but my main thing that kind of kept me going and kind of piqued my interest, I was in choir here. I love choir with John Brownell. I took art with Zabriel Dillon. So I was part of the pottery program, and I did some glass blowing for a little bit. It was her TA. It's really cool to see how much this community kind of fosters those programs. So a little bit more of the soul nourishment part of school. I felt really prepared when I was going to UM. It was a really good segue into that.
And you know, what was really interesting was, so Olivia had all of her friends from Sandpoint, and then she had made a bunch of new friends in Billings and Laurel when she was over there for her last 2 years of high school. So the University of Montana, I always called her like the United Nations, because she knew all the Sandpoint crowd. She knew the Laurel and Billings crowd, and a lot of them mixed.
And I remember seeing like a picture of one of my friends from Laurel and one of my friends from Sandpoint on Facebook together, and it kind of felt like one of those crossover episodes in TV where you're like, okay, this is really odd. I didn't introduce you to. I don't know how you know each other, It's really funny. You know, I went back to Missoula a few weeks ago for a music festival, and I think the first day I saw three people who I went to high school with in Montana and probably four or five people from Sandpoint. And it's just really, it's so neat to see kind of that little melting pot over there.
So in spite of your upbringing, I think you've done very well. We're really proud of you.
Appreciate it.
I think you're the right person at the right time for the chamber. I truly do. I think Sandpoint's transitioning right now. We're starting to see more people boomeranging back. They're getting to the end of their work careers, and they keep thinking back about a town where they grew up, they graduated from high school, and they always wanted to come home, and now they're starting to come home. And I think, the chamber, with you being that liaison, can really make that a good transition and find that volunteer force through Sandpoint leadership class or whatever else. I think that's a fortuitous that you're here again. And congratulations. We're very proud of you.
Thank you. We appreciate really are. It. So before we sign off, it's time for our chamber member win. This week, we are celebrating Northwest Auto Body, Sandpoint Rotary, and Ponderay Rotary for gathering supplies to care for our firefighters who are currently working on the Sunset Fire. Thank you so much for your contributions to the community.
Thank you on behalf of all of those groups. And I took out the last pickup load to the fire hall this morning.
Amazing.
And we had four pickup loads. We figure about 150 different people donated, and people who were evacuating would come by one of our shops to donate stuff. And I thought, so there's your testament to a small town coming together when things go south, and they're getting ahead of the fire a bit now, but there's been so many evacuations, and we're lucky there's been no death. There's been a few homes lost, but in the grand scheme of things, you count people, and people have been safe. So thank you, firefighters, for that.
Thank you so much. So, Dad, thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you so much for everything you do in the community.
Well, thank you, Olivia. Thanks for having me.
And thank you to our listeners for tuning into Chamber Chat. We will be back next month. Until then, I'm Olivia Casso with the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and remember, you belong here.